These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
They're doing a lot of, like, I think they're both doing a lot of speed.
Yeah, a lot of farmies. Uppers, yeah. Downers, benzos. Propanolol, which you're on today.
I thought it was an Adderall. Not that we just have, like, loose pills everywhere. We don't, but it was, like, in a little pill case, and it's like, oh, this is, like, my little blue... It's my little blue pill for the ladies. Little,
yes, mama's little helpers.
And I thought I was going to... I mean, it doesn't make me tired. I just feel real confident.
Confident. Yeah, it's crazy that it's called propanolol because that
propanol.
Propanol. Yes, which is like more intense than fentanyl. It's like what Michael Jackson died of.
It's what they used to put you under.
Yeah. And it's like a two-letter difference, and it's just like no narcotic effects, just slightly lowers your heart rate.
I hope that I'm pronouncing the one that I'm taking like the other one, so people are like, wow,
I can't believe she's upright.
I'm like, I feel amazing, sweetie.
But I really, once you were like, I accidentally took a beta blocker, I was like, oh my gosh, you're like, I'm going to be so chill. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to be like Katie. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe that's Katie's secret. She's beta blocked. Yeah.
Our
BB queen. Yeah. And it's why, like, instead of, like, she's still calm even when she's blowing it because her heart rate cannot go above 40 beats per minute. Like, the blood pressure is not going to get above, like, 60 over 40. So it's like she, you know, can't even be bothered to lie because she's so calm and she's not freaking out about it.
Yeah. Even when someone tells her, I've never had someone do worse on a lie detector test than you. That's fair.
That's why she failed. She didn't take her beta blockers day.
She didn't. She was going through withdrawal. She was vomiting.
Yes, that's why. Yeah, she was chemically dependent on beta blockers.
Somebody get her a beta blocker.
Give me my dolls.
My dolls.
That's so like.
I cannot throw up without my dolls.
That's so Jesse Spano, like when she's addicted to caffeine pills. But Kate, it's like Katie with beta blockers.
I'm so tired.
My heart is beating so regular pace.
I know. Yeah, she goes to the doctor, and they're like, "Your heart rate's 65 beats per minute." She's like sweating.
I missed her this episode.
Not okay.
I missed my Janelle, but I
had to take her pills for her.
For her, in her honor. Yeah. And honestly, I think, you know, she'd be touched.
Yeah. She wouldn't express much, but she would just be like,
in her heart. Yeah. Her like heartbeat would beat a beat per minute faster. Mm-hmm. Like a Grinchian growing two times, but getting a little closer to the average human speed. Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
I'm Michelle Baber.
And today we are covering Real Housewives of Orange County, season 19, episode 10, which, while it was Katie free and these two Janelle heads shed a tear, I thought this was pretty good. A B plus, I'd say.
Yeah, it was a solid B. It was a solid B.
I think it's like recency biased because I saw the very end of the episode, which is where we really started cooking, where all of this, like,
to be continued.
That scene, it's like all of this rehashing we've been doing with Gretchen and Tamara. It's like, oh, it's kind of boring. But finally getting like in between the deep seated issues that Tamara and Shannon have. Shannon's standing up for herself the first time. Like, that's the shit, dude. That's the real shit.
Must-see TV.
Must-see TV, baby. I mean, Shannon, she was the star of this episode. Let's be honest.
So much going on with Shannon.
They're, like, really kind of leaning heavily on her, both comedically and dramatically this season. It's like in The Office when Michael Scott, like, after, like, the... it's like the dinner party episode where it's like really, he becomes like really goofy and over the top and, you know, has soft teeth where he has to dip like steak and wine and stuff. It's like very, Shannon has become like,
she's Michael Scott.
She's fully Michael Scott. Mm-hmm. She's fully Flanderized. Like, it's like, she's really having to carry with physical comedy bits.
Yeah, which was surprising when we find out what Heather's been up to in LA, let's just say.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Who's the real comedian? We'll soon see.
We'll find out. It'll be a battle royale.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What's it called when they rap roast?
Rap battle?
But it's like roasting. Wild and Out.
The Nick Cannon show is what you call a rap battle?
It's like stand-up type jokes, but you rap them at people. Like, stand-ups in LA were always...
Is that what 8 Mile's about? It's like about improv?
I think that maybe like the scary movie that spoofs 8 Mile, it's probably more roast joke type
I don't know.
Battles?
I don't know about a... But I would love to be on Nick Cannon's Wild and Out if that's still going on.
Oh yeah, throw your hat in the ring.
Throw my hat in the ring. Manifest it. I just read The Secret and Secret's out. Yeah. I want to be on Wild and Out.
Honestly, we should be so lucky. There's like a couple of my comedian friends who got Wild and Out, and now they're, you know, in the MTV stable of stars,
which is not stable.
Well, we'll see if this Warner Brothers Discovery Paramount Skydance merger goes through.
Oh my god,
things are shaking up. Okay, anyway, let's get into the episode. Enough merger talk. So Tamara calls Shannon, who is post-facial with her daughter, and she invites her to the Temecula Resorts spa and ranch, which they've been really plugging this lately. Ooh. Rachel Riley was plugging this on Big Brother. Like, they're really looking for celebrity endorsements.
We're ready to go to Temecula whenever anybody's wanting us to go.
Yeah, reach out, Temecula Resort.
When I touch you, Temecula.
I love Temecula. I've been there. I performed at Pechanga, beautiful place, Inland Empire.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing when it comes to a resort. Mm-hmm. Shannon is, of course, hesitant to accept this invitation.
And like, Tamara's like, Mr. Burns.
Yeah, she's like. And also, like, I feel like her head is growing with age as well. So, giving her a particular Burnsian look. Mm-hmm. So then there's some Gina and Emily, like, cheer mom filler stuff that I fast forwarded through. But I'm just on such high alert with Bravo trying to like test out other shows. I'm like, do you think this is like them trying to pitch a cheer mom show? Like, listen, Dance Moms?
I mean, I'm not going to get into what I really think the state of Bravo is, but it's not well, bitch. I think that they're just, at this point, it almost seems like they're starting to just throw shit at the wall and be like, is anything going to stick? Is anybody going to do anything on TV and then not sue us if we show it?
Yes.
We're not going to talk about it on social media way before it airs, which is also part of the problem. Or allow everything to play out in social media so we don't see it on TV.
See it on the show. Yeah. Yeah. But if it's, you know, if it's children cheering.
Yeah. If it's children, it's too young to consent. And mommy and, like, and daddy have to say.
And like Dance Moms, it's like people still talk about what a great time that was in the Wild West of reality TV. Cheer Moms? Hello?
So excited.
But they are doing like that Bravo mom swap, wife swap.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that got shelved. It's like, it still doesn't.
I don't know. I felt like everything that was exciting got shelved, like Dorinda's House of Horrors show.
Yeah. I'm so sad about that. Real Housewives of Rhode Island shelved.
Yeah. Did they really?
Well, they just still haven't come out yet. I mean, maybe they're waiting for 2026. We gotta get back into it. Okay, so Gina and Jen are going to Temecula, but Shannon is still not sure. She tells them at lunch. She said she called her therapist, who was like,
Moon? No.
No, her, I guess, real therapist who won't be on TV, which is reassuring, which shows you how, shows you this is a real thing she's dealing with, that she didn't even televise the session, you know.
She was just talking to her friends about, I'm going to therapy.
Yes, yeah, she was like, I talked to my therapist about it in a hour-long conversation that I will not recount here.
Private, like, HIPAA-regulated session.
That's how you know this shit is real, and the real stuff, it's like, it happens so rarely these days. Ooh.
When there's actual HIPAA.
When there's HIPAA, the children have forgotten HIPAA. Okay. So yeah, it's good. And then Tamara, meanwhile, they intercut this. Tamara was back in fine form. She was a ratchet bitch this episode. I love it. This is who she should be. Let the viewers hate you. This is Tamara. Yeah. Is while Shannon is like talking about her therapy, where she's not even wanting to share her deep feelings about Tamara and their friendship and betrayal on camera. Yeah. Uh-huh. Tamara is saying Shannon was a hot mess. Her hair and her boobs were all over the place. It was like she just got a facial. Like, you're making her seem like she was in a blackout. Like,
she looked like Peggy Bundy.
Yeah, her skin looked beautiful, but Tamara's like, I think, you know, she was just a fucking mess.
Hey, what a fucking idiot.
I caught her so off guard.
She hasn't looked this bad since she got that DUI from crashing into a house because she's an alcoholic drunk.
It's like, this is the Tamara we know so well.
We've seen this monologue before.
I'm glad she's back. So then we see Heather Dubrow being a trans ally. Mm-hmm. So this is more like filler. It's Heather's YouTube series that she's promoting.
Ally is not filler, just this particular scene.
No, but I mean, like, you know, any kind of B story where they're promoting, we tend to, as a point of principle, brush over those like the cheer moms. But this is like really cool that this is on OC, which has been such a Republican franchise. And like, you know, Alexis last season, she had trans like kids, and so does Heather. So we always like to cover it because it's like, OC, you've come a long way, baby.
The more you know, the rainbow's fitting.
Also, it's
she has like a, well, one of her kids, I think she just has a few queer.
I think she's got a trans non-binary, and then kid, and then another
she's
trans
got, like,
kid.
A full set.
Yeah, she's like, I have a variety of kids in all sorts of flavors and genders. I'm like, okay. So then, Dylan Mulvaney is there, and she looks amazing. Kid Rock's own
TikToks.
TikTok's own. I was like, are they together?
Yeah, oh my god, that would be crazy.
But she does have another Bravo tie-in. Is not only did Heather play her mom in a music video, Dylan, one of her first Hollywood friends, was Kathy Hilton, who said to her, Dylan's like, she said to me, I could have sworn you were a cis woman. Well, she didn't say cis. But I kind of love, like, Dylan Mulvaney. I'm like, I actually see some potential for her to be on one of these shows because the instinct here to be like, I'm saying something so sweet about Kathy, I love her, but really kind of like throwing her under the bus for like being a fucking privileged idiot.
But also, like, I belong in these crowds because she's like, every time I see you, we're always at Kathy Hilton's house in Beverly Hills.
Dude, I mean, she played the whole thing really well. I was like, I hope that
she looked amazing.
She looks like a young Kira Sedgwick to me.
Her skin is like unreal to me. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah. So I'm hoping this is her dipping her toe into the reality TV waters. Speaking of dipping
your toe, a career pivot.
Shannon is in the car. They're on their way to Temecula, and she loses her flipper. Tooth. In the business, a flipper is like a false set of teeth. And then Michelle pointed out that this is like kind of one of the signs of one of the greats, an icon who's willing to take out or show their lack of tooth on reality TV.
They're tooth fairies.
Sonia Morgan. Mm-hmm. popped out her flipper.
Many times. And she would say, okay, if I'm going down on a guy, the flipper has to come out.
Yep. And that helps.
You don't want to lose it in his pants.
Exactly. And it's like there's a John Irving book that's, you know, says that that's kind of the best kind. You got toothless.
Biting. Just like what Kathy Hilton said, the homeless and the toothless.
Homeless, not toothless. Yeah. That was a that was an organization to try to make indigent people give worse head.
It's okay. I know we shit on Beverly Hills. Jason, but that was like such a funny scene, honestly.
It was good. It was good.
For a charity.
It was also just crazy, like people like William H. Macy and like Marcia Gay Harden, all the three named, like, you know, character actors were like, if you looked at their Instagrams, they were legitimately promoting this event with also, this name.
I don't think you should say homeless.
No, it's unhoused. I mean, this was this was a little before unhoused.
But no, they're just, we'll give them teeth, but not a job.
I draw the line.
Not food. Listen, they'll have teeth to be able to chew now, but we're not giving them that either.
Toothed person, bite thyself. Yeah.
But toothed.
I get what they were trying to do. It's like it was trying to be like dress for success, where it's like, well, now that you have a wardrobe, you can, you know, we'll set you up with job opportunities. But it's a little different to be like, well, now that you have teeth, there's nothing stopping you. It's like, I don't know. So yeah, so then we have more like whimsical Shannon shenanigan.
Oh man,
hijinks filler, shenanigans. We talk about, Jen gives the editors a big gift and is like, wow, Shannon, when you talk, it's like deep thoughts with Shannon. And Shannon, they set the Jack Handy.
Jen legitimately thinks these are deep thoughts.
Yeah, she was, I think she was, I know she does not know Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. So yeah, she probably is like, this is the kind of.
No, that was, she had a Jack Handy senior, that was the senior quote of hers.
Really?
No.
Oh God, I was like, what?
It was Jack Hanna.
Jack, right. The
animal guy.
Animal guy, right. So yeah, so it's like the Jack Handy and like SNL, like 80s font. And it's like the same backdrop of like, you know, like blue skies and green, but it also they added the, since they're driving in the car, it's like moving by. It's actually very cleverly done. A lot of times with the editors, I'm like, okay, you know, this is lipstick on a pig a little bit if the content's not there, but I found this very fun.
It was fun. I texted you. I was like, this is silly.
It's so silly. And the music, Deep Thoughts-esque music is playing. They couldn't get the copyright of the real version, and then Shannon's talking about how my dad had an avocado hill and was going to plant avocado trees all over an avocado mountain and build houses, but then he didn't do it. I'm like, well, we had opposite reactions.
Yeah, I thought this made it sound like her dad was like a migrant farmer, and you were like, no, he bought a mountain and was like, no.
Yeah, started building properties, and then I was like, never mind. And then now it's just this mountain he owns.
Of avocados.
Of avocados with like half.
So expensive, too.
Yeah, there's so much money.
He's like, literally, he's like the duck. What is that? Like DuckTales uncle?
Scrooge McDuck.
He's like, yeah, he's swimming in his gold, but that's Shannon's dad swimming in his avocados.
His guacamole. Yeah. Yeah, that's like, that is, that made me like want to Google her, what they do. Cause I'm like, that's like some serious money. Yeah.
Could be wrong, but I did read, I think, who knows? You know what I read, so it's probably false. But it's not behind a paywall. That, like, I think maybe Shannon's parents, like family, might have helped David start his business or something.
Oh, I know that. No, that's for sure true. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just like curious what, I mean, I guess then maybe it's like, well, no, because it could just be a loan that they got from them. Maybe her dad invented the storm. Would, with like he's would, he made a weather sense. Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got that mountain, so he's like closer to the clouds.
It's a cloudy with a chance of meatballs situation.
But it's it's avocados instead.
But it's avocados instead of meatballs. Okay, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. Yeah. So then they get to Temecula, and this crew is like the making up crew. So it's like Tamara's Temecula Spa Resort.
I don't think I've seen an episode on any franchise where they did two different
trips at the same. They've done it on OC. They did it last season, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That time it was to separate, I think, Shannon and Tamara. And this time it's to reunite Shannon and Tamara. So there is a nice symmetry there, but it's like, I'm sure they were like, oh, this is great. It's like the opposite of last time. And I was like, dude, no one's thinking about that.
It's so funny that it's like Tamara's whole thing was like, Shannon, you're a drunk alcoholic. Do you want to go to a winery?
A winery and resort. What? I mean, well, clearly this is a little bit of a setup we're seeing. I mean, this is all, like, especially with the to be continued, a little too smooth, a little too, like, getting your call sheet and what you're going to confront the person about. Mm-hmm. So this all worked out very neatly. So it's the people Tamara is making up with, crew.
Jen and Shannon.
And Tamara. And then, like, Gina is the one pushing along this storyline.
Actually, you know what? Gina and Emily being separated, I like.
Well, it really does, like, this is what they're built for. They're built for, just work. Just push the story along, you know? Like, you don't try to be funny. Don't give me a storyline. Don't try to be entertaining.
Don't talk about
You're not the star.
The husbands.
Yes. You are, like, a spear carrier where you hand the spear to someone and, like, to the stars, and then they stab each other with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's, they are just there to keep story moving along. And that's a good use of them.
We need you.
We need them.
In a smaller capacity.
Yes, there are no small parts, only small personalities on Housewives.
But we want you to have a smaller part.
But we would prefer, a little bit smaller. And then in Beverly Hills, at Beverly Hills Mance. Yes. she's having a sleepover with Gretchen, and Emily is going to be the story pusher here because Heather finally got a story this season. We'll get into it.
I feel like this trip feel like Heather's, like, it was like my super sweet 16.
Oh, there was a little bit of that. Like, it was a little bit of, like, I feel like her audition for Beverly Hills. And it was like the most cliche, like, 90s movie troupe Beverly Hills montage.
Like, walking, trying to be like Pretty Woman right now. Like, yeah. I have money to spend here.
Like, walking down Rodeo Drive, eating at a sushi restaurant. It's like, we know what Beverly Hills. You don't have to spell it out like this.
We've seen this street before.
Yeah. It was very, like, over the top, but I still preferred it to when we get a scene of the ladies in motorcycles and sidecars in Temecula.
The sidecar motorcycle on Bravo is almost up there with the flappers parties. Add it to the list of things we don't need.
Anytime they're driving, like, I don't want to see any racing. I don't care about them racing, race cars or regular cars or wagons or pedicabs. I don't know more. It's not funny.
The shows, the franchises, like Housewives, are best when they're in backs of limos. I'm telling you, if we want to get back to these shows being iconic, get these girls in limos.
Yeah.
Make limos. Yeah. Great again.
It's claustrophobic. You've been drinking. You're not thinking of it as, like, this is my scene in the limo, And so what happened, the drama unfolds,
like,
kind
so
of more organically.
Yeah. We don't want a sprinter van unless it's in front of Beauty Lab and Laser. Then it's a pass. But if you're on any other franchise, you don't get the sprinter van. No.
No.
No. You need
in a condensed.
Condensed.
With like bottles of champagne.
Bottles of champagne with your sister yelling at you. You're an alcoholic. And now everybody knows it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to complain too much though, because again, I do feel like we had a genuine kind of sisterly, outburst. Like that. That's the stuff.
I was so excited though when they were like, the limo's here, and they're just like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah. I know, it's so disappointing.
Yeah, she
no more race cars. No, unless it's a limo racing another limo, and we don't see them going fast. We just see the action inside of the back of the limo. But what was more fun and successful was Shannon. They unpack her suitcase, is a at the top a giant checkerboard platter, like
they're, by the way, just one night. Just everyone needs to know it's one night they're going to be at this place.
One night. So, yeah, this giant platter for some reason, like, takes up almost the entire kitchen island.
Yes. And she has an egg white cooker.
Egg bite maker.
Yeah. Like, still in box. Like, she's never used these before. They're still in plastic. Like,
yeah, immersion blender.
She needed her immersion. There's spices and, like, oils for cooking. I didn't even think that she cooked.
I didn't either. And then she has, like, that's all boxed. Like, she bought it new. But then she has loose sweet pasta all over the bottom of her suitcase.
But there's, like, no, like, toiletries.
No.
Or clothes. It's all makeup.
Yeah. And it's, like, you guys, you know that you have, like, dinner scheduled, like, every... You're here for one night. Dinner is scheduled. You wake up the next day. It's like you're gonna have like egg bites and whole wheat pasta for breakfast.
Whole, like dirty whole wheat pasta.
It's just so. I kind of think she's turning. She's going full. Like I said, she's going full Idina Monsoon. She's like turning up the shenanigans because she knows the season's been a little meh.
She just leaves her suitcase in the middle of the kitchen. That's it. Well, yeah, she's like unpacking her suitcase in the middle of the kitchen. They're like, Shannon, this isn't your room. Because usually it's, you know, you take your bag to the room that you're staying in and unpack your things. But Shannon's like, no, this is my room. And she's like putting away garlic powder.
An appliance. It's so bizarre.
She leaves her suitcase open in the middle of the floor in the kitchen. And then we just go to the next scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, oh, that's Shannon.
Classic Shannon, the feral animal. I'm like, is that what we say?
I've never seen her do this.
But it's like, that's my whole thing where I'm like, she's a little bit being like Flanderized, where I'm like, she's like kind of like a mess, I guess. But I never, we're never like, she's the one who's on, who brings appliances. That's more like Kathy Hilton type of kookery. Like,
oh my God.
Shannon is more like if she brought like douches and she brought like crystals.
Nine lemons. Yeah, no, you're right. This is like, I felt like at any minute she was going to be like, I'm going to order us a nice steak dinner to go from Ruth Chris.
Right. Or like, a caviar baked potato. Like, I really think, she's laying it on just a little bit, but you know what? We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. We know what, like, it's A for effort, Shannon. She's always going to deliver.
Yes, it was very funny, even though I'm like...
She's going to deliver an egg cooker we've never seen her use. I've never seen her cook anything ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've never seen her... That's not even a platter she has in her house, the big checkerboard platter.
Mm-hmm. She was also confused about what it was.
She was confused, too. I think she was just like... I'm sure, like, the producers were like, Shannon, like, pack something, like, fun. Like, maybe we can do a funny scene of you unpacking. And she's like... She's like, okay, and she like picks up the packages, like, the Amazon packages.
Yeah, she has,
like sure.
PR boxes that she's supposed to be promoting probably on Instagram.
She's like, perfect, two birds.
She's
you know.
Yep. Okay, here it is. Okay, this is me why doing not? My story.
But that's what makes her such a star is like her giving 30% and no justification for like random humor is still so much funnier than like. The rest of the women
this
trying
is
as hard as they can.
My favorite oil to cook with in my egg white maker. Okay, bye. Yeah.
Okay, bye. Really?
I'm going back to my avocado mountain.
So then the ladies go to the wine tasting, and then they ask Gina if she wants to do a swish and spit because she's sober, and she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So
like,
Michelle,
mocktails.
Yeah, and she was like, "I'll do both." I was like, "Michelle, would you be upset if like we're drinking a dirty martini in Miami?" And I'm like, "Excuse me, do you have a spittoon?" Because I'm not actually drinking right now. just going to do a swish and spit.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did that.
I wouldn't do that. But if I did, it would be like,
I mean, it'd be
food.
Weird.
With food, not alcohol.
Yeah, but that's just like normal to do with food.
Right, right. That's how everyone eats.
I just think that's what you did if you knew that you weren't supposed to.
Right, it's ordered eating. Who could say it would be the opposite? It's all in order.
You have to think about it consciously all the time.
Right, right, right. So then Tamara's like already shithouse. I don't know if the editing is weird, but like
she's taking more of those silly pills where she stormed off in New Orleans and promised us she was leaving forever.
She's had something a little heavier than the propanolol. Mm-hmm. She had the propanol because she goes,
that extra letter.
I think the producers had like a talk with her too, where they were like, Tamara, this is not who you are. Look, I know you want like the same storyline that Shannon had last season where it's like, poor me, I've been through so much, like with Teddy, but that's not who you are. Tamara, you're a shitster. You're a bitch. You're a villain. You're a monster and you're the best in the business. And she was like, you know what? You're right. And she signed a contract for 5 more years and she said, bring it on.
Give me the drop.
Social media threatening to bomb my car. I'm going to be a bitch because that's what I do best.
You're not going to see my husband this season.
And you're not going to see my husband this season.
I don't think you've seen Eddie in one. I'm trying to think the last time we saw Eddie on the show. And I'm wondering if it was the episode where she was totally hammered last season.
He was in the finale too.
Because that was like one of the last times I feel like I saw where he was like, please don't serve her for alcohol. Yeah.
The rumor was that he was very upset about this, and that season there was already like tension. They filmed that day in Big Bear and at their second house, and they're like, oh, Eddie lives here all the time because of his heart condition. Altitude's good. And it's like
I don't think that's true at all if you have a heart condition.
Yeah, it seems like the air would be thinner.
And it's like it is. It's harder on your body in like almost every single way. Like you exert energy more.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I don't follow Bravo gossip all that much, except for like when it's a mystery, like we get at the end of the episode. But the rumor was at the time that Eddie and Tamara were separated. I think the rumor was that he was kind of in a place of Sophia, where he was like, once she'd become full-time on the show again, like he didn't want to have to deal with her back as a full-time reality star. He liked her like being more of like the podcaster commentator life.
Yeah,
and she's
doing well. But you know, she can't stay away.
She can't. I mean, this, she's like Bethany. It's like these
everything to be
these
the
people
show.
Were born for this, and we have to accept that. And like it's sad, like I do think that like who knows what'll happen with her and Eddie, especially after what's gonna happen the rest of the season. But like I think for a long time he did like it. He loved her, and like he did want to be a part of reality
they
TV. That's very important
together.
They
a
did their
that fake
softcore. Like, I mean, it was like a sketch. It was a very poorly written comedy sketch. Speaking of which, Dubrow is in the Groundlings.
This was so insane. Oh my God. Lorne Michaels, please discover Heather Dubrow. Get her on TV.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, first, let's circle back to some real comedy. We didn't finish the wine tasting in Temecula. We're too busy speculating about Tamara's personal life. So Tamara is like, do you like me again, Shannon? And
oh
then
God,
Shannon
so-
is so funny here. She's like, it's been super fun. And you don't need to ask me that. Like,
all the time.
Her delivery. Like,
I love you all the time. Yeah.
And then Tamara goes, and Jen likes me too. And she literally goes, she's such a little troll. Oh my God.
Crazy. Oh, I love her.
And Shannon's like, that makes me very uncomfortable, which, speaking for all of us. And then Jen tries to lighten the mood with this the chew and spitting they're doing with wine. She's like, look at us. We're all the Hawk Tua girl.
Oh my God. This was so good.
I didn't like this. Oh, really?
Shannon not knowing what Hawk Tua was.
Oh, that was good. I like Shannon not knowing.
Shannon not knowing what
Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Okay. It's
hunky
right.
dory.
Now it is.
No. She's full Kathy Hiltoning. Yeah.
And she's like acting like she can't pronounce it. She's like,
Hawk Tua?
Hawk Tua?
Who's she? A bird? And then I really did not like that. I found this very unbecoming, undignified. Oh. But Shannon's like, I'm not a spitter. And the producer, they leave in the producer and say, so you're more of a swallower. And Shannon's like, well, when I drink beverages, I like to swallow them. That didn't sound right. Oh, my God. I'm like, absolutely. No.
But I have to say, this is like the most amazing she's ever looked in the confessional with the like the metallic dress and the updo. I really like
it. I love it. I love it. Amazing. Yeah. Like her, I don't love her new extensions just because they seem to require so much maintenance. Like she can't just wear them down because they're like the tracks
she does,
don't
like,
lay.
Has like the glam team like everybody else all the time. Like
I love that about her that she's just like whatever this season. She's like doing her own makeup and shit, coming in late, you know,
emptying out her you know egg machines.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying is like instead of having this hilarious like oops that came out wrong exchange with a producer, I think that we should have just done like zoom ins on all of the products that Shannon brought to promote at the Temecula Spa and Resort. That would have been a better use of the 45 seconds. It was like show the oil bottle leaking, you know.
Show Shannon like not knowing what to do with eggs and be like, I don't know. The machine's supposed to know.
Yes, putting like you know a whole egg with the shell still on it and the egg bite machine or something. Give me more like I Love Lucy, Kathy Hilton shenanigans instead of this like innuendo. Like, I don't like it. So then we're back in Beverly Hills where there's fine dining, expensive shopping.
There's Chanel, there's Van Cleef, there's Crustacean, I think was the name of the
restaurant. Crustacean is the restaurant
they're
at.
Famous tuna cigars, which actually looked like shit to me.
Oh, really? I thought they looked good. They looked like on Pirouette cookies.
I know, but why were they brown? I guess because they're cigars.
They're cigars. But Emily felt the same as you. She said, I don't want to eat things out of anybody's vagina. And I'm like, wait, is that what yours looks like?
Well, she was talking about the caviar that was on it. But I didn't know that it was inside of a fish's vagina.
Oh, that's right. It's like fish eggs.
They're fish eggs.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I thought she was saying because it was like a tube valid. And it's like stuffed.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, it's like eating someone out. Good. I guess I was like, this is such a reach. Why is there so much innuendo? You guys aren't funny. Like,
yeah,
they can make jokes like that, but like, cut them out, producers, editors. Like, no,
yeah,
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, honestly, this is just say you don't want to eat it or fake an allergy like Bethany did.
Yes, like that's something. That's Give us some Munchausens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
And Heather, we learn, was taking classes at Groundlings, starred in a comedy musical.
She even had a good voice.
Yes, and like it was like looked like a pretty expensive musical from the costumes.
Yeah, I was like, this is like this. They had some money in this production, whatever it was. And she's not only doing work at the Groundlings. She's taking voice lessons again. She's in an acting class. Like, she's like fully.
She's trying to make the jump.
She's trying to, yeah.
I mean,
not sure jump to what, but.
I think she would be fine doing like Malibu the Pasadena Country. Playhouse, you know, doing like, you know, being Sally Bowles there or like there's theaters in OC. I think she would love to do that. And I think she totally could.
She's trying to get Roxy Hart on Broadway. She hasn't been offered it yet.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah.
Serena, Ariana had it. Like the fact Heather's probably like, you need to get.
Here's the thing. She's so much more of a Velma Kelly, though, but they don't stunt cast that.
I know,
it's
but they,
too good of a role.
The role that they do, so they should probably give it to Heather now.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's around Pamela Anderson's age when she was Roxy. Yeah. She was fantastic, I heard. Yeah, why not? She should. Yeah. I just can't stop thinking about, like, imagine it's your Groundlings 101 class and, like, you walk in and Heather Dubrow is like, "Hi, I'm Heather Dubrow." I'd be like,
"Yes and?" Yeah, I know. Oh my god. Can you imagine doing Zip Zap Zop with Heather Dubrow?
I bet she's so good at it. I bet she practices with Terry every night.
I got your back.
I bet so many, like, people are, like, to starting scenes with her, like, "So here we are on The Real Housewives." And she's like, "Yes, and I'm Heather Dubrow."
This is based bullshit.
Bullshit. You can leave. So then, across the California and Temecula, Jen and Shannon are saying that Heather isn't funny and Terry is funnier. I'm like, that's so misogynist.
This is such a weird scene. They were like, this made me laugh because I was like, oh wow, this is like where we are with talking shit right now on the show, where they're like, "You're Heather's trying to do improv," and then Jen's like, "I can't imagine her being a very good improviser," and I was like, do these girls know about improv comedy? I was gonna blow my brain. Like, if they were like starting to talk about Harold's or something, I was gonna
like, I can't see her pulling premise well. Like, I maybe organic, but that's it. No, I like, yeah, because first of all, I could see Heather Dubrow being a great improviser. Terry, on the other hand,
single level at the Groundlings.
Oh, because, like, she is just, like, a professional. She just focused. Terry, on the other hand, would be, I would never want to be in an improv class with him. He would be a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. He would be the one always coming in, like, "Look at me. I'm stunned." Or, like, "Oh, would you like to buy 30 dicks?" Like, that's already what he's like in scenes. Like, he's always like, "I'm so high right now." Yeah. It's like, he's not funny at all. Like,
yeah, he would just be like, "Penis."
Yes. Yeah, when it's like, give a suggestion, he'd be like, "69ing."
Well, it's literally when they were like, then that, like, the producers like cut to a scene where he, like, at his own party where he was like, "Oh,
Ryan, pretending to be high.
Your last name's Italia, so Jen, your name's gonna be like Genitalia."
Genitalia. Oh my god, nightmare improv partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A guy in his 60s who thinks he's really funny is like the even if he is funny in person, which Terry. It's not really anymore. You know, I think he and Heather had kind of like a sort of a back and forth vaudeville circuit kind of a humor together.
I feel like he's really lost it.
He's lost it for sure.
And maybe Heather was scared. Maybe she was going to lose that something, but she's going back to school. This is
she's keeping it sharp.
Going back to school.
Yes.
To
she's school. Like, "I'm going back to school. I'm not going to steal Alice. I am going to keep it sharp, keep it smart. I'm going to be Robert De Niro in The Intern."
Oh my God.
But at UCB. Or I'll intern for class. No. Yes, I mean, so she could probably buy UCB.
Exactly. Matt Besser could be her teacher.
Yeah. Oh.
Can you imagine?
Nightmare. The stories I could tell you about him. Okay, so then we get into the meat of it. Mm-hmm. So then they are like, "So, Heather, are you scared of Tamara? Because you said yes on the lie detector test."
Yes, and is what
She was like, "Well, that's my training. You know, I'm an improviser.
I'm Groundlings.
I accept a premise and I add on to it."
You know who?
No, this is so.
Lots of famous people.
Have you heard of Stewie from Mad TV?
Lisa Kudrow from Mad TV.
I would love if Heather starts doing characters in her talking heads. Oh, like, she's like, "Fake Heather."
It's something I'm working on.
Yeah. Grandma Heather.
I have a showcase on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh my god, I hope that they televise that. I need more footage of Heather in improv class.
Level one showcase.
Yes. Oh, I would die. And like Groundlings, they're not getting on SNL anymore. They need the exposure, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't know who's getting cast on SNL these days. TikTokers, I think.
Okay, so then they're like, "You're, you know, we think that that's why you're always supporting Tamara, because, like, you're scared of her. And Heather's like, I'm not scared of her. You guys are all scared of her, which I actually believe Heather on this. I think she's supporting her more, like, because she has to for, you know, Tamara
for so long.
Yeah, she's Heather's like a workhorse. She's going to do what needs to be done. But I love that the women are kind of putting her in a corner with this, where it's like, oh, yeah, well, you'd get in a fight with her as your storyline this season, unless you're scared.
Yeah.
And she's like,
scared. Yeah. Like, this is like an episode of Full House where they're like, DJ, you'd be, yeah, you want to be cool, but you're too scared to smoke a cigarette.
Yes. Yes. So I'm not scared. Like, scared, we dare cigarette. You. We but double dog dare you to turn on Tamara. Yeah.
It's not good for your health.
And she, like, it's so funny that she's actually gonna do it. It, like, reminds me of your old joke where she's like, are you daring me to have a baby? Because I'll do it. I'm fucking crazy.
Oh my God, I don't even remember that joke.
You don't remember that? Uh-huh. That's what I thought of when Heather's like, turn on Tamara.
I don't even know what that joke was. What was that joke?
I think it was, like, about a coworker talking about, like, birth control or I can't remember. I just remember the punchline. And so, yeah, so it looks like, I mean, this up until now, this all seems like this was a little too over choreographed, over storylined for me. Like the fact that even like you were saying, where it's like, okay, so we're going to talk about Heather's comedy career over here and we'll be talking about it over here. And we're like, oh, isn't this convenient that Heather and Gretchen and Emily are all here so that Emily can push the Tamara and Heather thing and start to push them apart. Like, it all feels
promote the groundlings. But I cannot have, like, if there's more housewives that start doing groundlings, I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't want them. Here's the thing. I don't want them trying more of this, like, innuendo comedy. I don't want them trying to be funny.
It can't.
Yeah. Like, you either are or you're not. And there's, like, you know, comedians like Shannon or Sonia who can kind of lean into their shtick,
and they are,
physical comedy, right, and the vulnerability, you know, taking out their teeth, you know, their Lucille balls, like Vicky
can work with this space.
Yes, like Vicky is someone who's really funny. She could not try to be funny.
No, she couldn't. No, no, oh my no. God. Can you imagine her practicing her vomit sound?
Can you imagine her in your groundlings class?
Oh my God.
She'd probably plug Coto Insurance. Like, hello, welcome to Coto Insurance.
Coto Insurance.
No, 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 no. I'm an insurance agent.
Yeah,
like,
she started everything. You're 60 and you don't have life insurance? Do you not love your family?
Be plugs. She'd be handing out cards, and the teacher's like, "No props." And she's like, "This is for later."
Is your love tank full? Mine's not.
Yeah, it would be all her catchphrases. I know, I miss her too. I'm hoping she'll come back next season.
She would have been so funny in the wine tasting scene if she didn't like the taste of the wine and just started vomiting
into the spittoon. Yeah. Like, Shannon's tooth is out, and then Vicky's tooth, like, sympathy falls out because she's so accident prone.
I know. She'd be covered in she'd cover herself in a blanket because she doesn't want anybody to see her like that.
Yes. Oh, Vicky. Queen of my heart. So then we get to the final scene, which is like some good classic Vicky level housewives. So they're having dinner inside the winery with cowboy hats on for some reason.
I know.
Very Temecula. I don't know. I think it's a ranch and resort.
Is Tamara the only one wearing a cowboy hat
though? No, Jen was wearing one too.
Oh my God. I saw Jen's sweatshirt though, and I was like about to buy it for you.
What does it say?
It said like, I can't remember, something about hope, like hope addict or something like that.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I didn't buy that for Christmas.
It's probably like her gym gear. Like her gym gear is like hope addicts, like that she sells at her gym.
I was like, I got to have this.
So Tamara is like really drunk by this time, and she's like,
she's like, not utilizing the spit bucket properly earlier in the day.
No, she was not. She was not being a hawk to us. She was swallowing. Yeah. So Tamara is saying to Jen, like, look, I'm just trying to like prove that I changed to you. And Jen's like, well, I'm just mad about the photo thing. And then we finally clarify what one of our TikTok users told us. We've been saying Tamara was calling it a fatty photo, but we get to the bottom of it, which was, I guess, most of the purpose of this trip,
fat
was that
girl. No.
Heather is the one who called it a heavier photo. Tamara was just trying to show how Jen had changed throughout the years.
She didn't want to say how she had changed. That was left up to your own interpretation.
Right. Although in her defense, as Gina says, Tamara also looks bad in the printed photo, which we see, where I'm like, I forgot that her eyebrows were blonde for a while.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, it was not good. The Mia Goth look. And then, and then Tamara is also talking about how she's like concerned about Jen. Like she was just worried about her when she first came on the show because of how much she changed.
Slurring at you.
You changed so fast.
You changed so fast. You and your hope addict sweatshirt. Yes.
And she was like, we were like, and she like, of course, she like locks and loads this, which is like just no way to get ahead with Jen. It shows that she's still trying to make her look like shit, where she's like, I mean, like, it was just hard for us because all of a sudden we're on vacation with you and Ryan, and he's like, I'm in love with Jennifer. And I was like, oh my God, she's married. And just 2 months ago, Will, your husband had been there and he was our friend and you made us feel so dirty. And I thought you got skinny because Ryan liked that. He liked tits on a stick.
And that's right. Those are Ryan's words. Ryan likes tits on a stick.
I mean, that is so disgusting, but also it's like, that's what all the, you don't think it was the Real Housewives contract she got that made her lose a lot of weight and get giant hooters, like all of you?
Boom!
Being on TV.
Whenever Ooga. I say Ooga, Roger Rabbit.
And then Shannon points out in her talking head, I wish she would have done this on camera, but she's like, Tamara, she forgets. She's, well, also I think she's trying to play nice until the end of the dinner. Shannon's like, well, Tamara had an affair with Eddie and now she's getting all judgmental, like, I mean, your husband was with us 2 months ago and now you're leaving him for Ryan. It was just a lot for us to take.
Shannon's like, I don't know, you cheated on Simon on TV with Eddie.
So then they finally like get into another confrontation where Jen is like, I think the reason you showed the picture was that you don't like this new version of me. Mm-hmm. And Tamara's like, well, I know it was shady that I did that, but I like this version of you. I like that you're stronger now. You have more opinion and a voice now. And Jen's like, it doesn't feel like you like that. And then Tamara, this is immediately, she runs out of patience. Like once she hits her, like, like her maximum in terms of like bullshitting and like being nice, she has no room left. No more gifts.
Like
she's like,
Hulk. Like
she totally hulked out. She's like, she's like, it doesn't feel like that. And she's like, I just. And Jen's like, she's like, oh, what? Blood? She even gives Katie's line. She stole Katie's, catchphrase. That's how upset she was.
You want my blood?
What do you want? Blood? Oh my gosh, I hope Katie makes that merch.
Because if she doesn't, we will. And she'll be
we
fine
will.
With it. She'd be like,
yeah, she's not gonna.
I'll get around to it later. I have to go
take some more propanol
in my car for a few hours.
And so this is when Shannon jumps in, which is really great. She can't take it anymore. She's like, you don't take accountability for what you do. You go low and we just have to get over it. You don't go that low. You don't go that low. She does the Oprah going around the table to each of the housewives.
You don't go that low.
And Kimberly Hills, Heather doesn't go that low. Gretchen does go that low.
Oh my God.
And then Tamara goes, you do it behind people's back. And then I'm like, I go back to the confessional where Shannon was saying, yeah. well, Eddie, you know, like yeah, Tamara cheated with Eddie. And I was like, Tamara's kind of right
she's
about kind of this.
Right. She's clocking her tea.
She's clocking her tea. That's the thing about Tamara is like, she's a bitch, but she's kind of
she's
right
a
lot. Like, you know, like Jen and Ryan, they should not get married. I'm very team just keep dating.
Yeah,
you know,
instead team, of don't be genitalia.
Don't be genitalia. And don't take on his dad and this man who airdrops his genitalia, you know?
So crazy.
It's so crazy. It's
so,
cra-
so
like,
crazy. Can you imagine being like, oh, I'm on my phone.
Oopsies. Like, imagine if I did that on the airplane. You're like, what the fuck?
A man's penis, you're trying to watch Harry Potter.
I think that's considered a sex crime now. Because people do it in the subway.
They didn't, like, kick him off the flight. You just, like, set your dick to every, like, 300 people.
Yeah. And I mean, this is what Tamara is trying to remind us and Jen of. She is a shrill, unlikable, strident, harpy voice of reason. But sometimes she's the only one with reason. She's saying it.
She's doing something.
She's saying it. She's doing it. And then she's really getting into it with Tamara because there is love there. They're the three amigos. She's like, why won't you, you know, just let it go? Why can't we be friends again? And Shannon's like, I have reservations. You and I have been like this. You're always like,
yeah, she's like, we've been like this.
Up and down. Avocados, and then rotted avocados.
This is the pits.
And then avocados the pits. She's like, you're like tears. I miss you. I love you. And then it's like, and then Tamara's like, but I've been there for you. And then they get into,
oh
this
she's
is
like I was
always
there for, you for 10 years. You're divorced.
And then Shannon, this has been their storyline since Shannon started the show. Shannon has never thrown Tamara under the bus. Mm-hmm. Not once. Mm-mm. She's never bitten on the Tamara takedowns. Mm-mm. She's refused. Mm-hmm. And Shannon's like, but you bitched about it. When you were there for me, you said I sucked the life out of you. And then Tamara goes, you did. So good. So good.
Honey,
you did. She's like, because even now, she's like, she can't admit any storyline was ever just a storyline. She can't admit she was ever wrong. She has to stand by every narrative she's ever given on camera. And this is what really sets Shannon off. She's like, you haven't been in my life for a year, and I've never been happier. And you see Gina's eyes
get my life
really big. And she's like, you don't realize how hard last year was, because there wasn't one time, and we know she means episode, where you didn't come after me, call me a drunk and a cunt and an alcoholic. And Tamara's like, you would drink and you would say things that are not great about people. And this is the kicker. This worked out so perfectly. She goes, even Gina said, who's sober, says she's worried about your drinking right now. And they all slowly turn to Gina across the table, who's like, yeah, I'm worried.
Yeah.
It's like to be continued.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I worry.
Yeah, I'm worried.
And they're like, dun, dun,
dun, dun.
Gina's worried about something.
That is crazy, though. But that's like, Shannon's just gotten so hot, right? Like, Tamara's found a way to, even though she won't let her back in, still somehow crawl under her skin and make her really Shannon out. And then she's like, and by the way, Gina was in on it too. And I can see Shannon already in the background ripping off her microphone.
Yeah, where's the bathroom?
Ready to run. Tamara, she is so good at what she does. She's so
just
good.
Like, Gina's just like watching it. She's like seen this play out so many times.
She's yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. yeah she's yeah. not even
yeah.
like,
I'm worried.
Whatever.
Worried. Sure.
So we've got to get into the next time on a little bit. So we find out another reason that Gretchen and Heather and Emily are together in Beverly Hills is they're going to go to like a drag club, and Gretchen is going to reveal another one of a Gretchen and Slade special, which is dirt about Tamara from like 12 years ago to, make her look like a disgusting promiscuous woman. And like, it would be too yucky and trashy to care about. And also, they're so full of shit. But the fact is Tamra clearly threatened Bravo with like legal did some legal threats, so it's bleeped. So that's kind of like the Maloof surrogate, the Streisand effect. Now I'm like, I wouldn't have liked this plot. I would have been like, ugh. But then it's like, because it's bleeped now, I'm intrigued. Gretchen says that Tamra used to try to be a singer. And this was in the back of the limo, she says it. Uh-huh. And she used to be a singer when she and it sounds like she says Bing bleep. And
Bing I was like, Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby is what I thought.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if she fucked Bing Crosby?
The ghost of Bing Crosby.
Oh my God.
Now that would be a fun knee broomer. and then Slade, they FaceTime him and he says there's a sex tape with Beep.
Yeah.
So this is like really, this is really
Bing Crosby.
Ryan really opened the door for OC to be riddled with litigation. Like, there's so much bleeped. Like, do you remember Adrian Maloof got kicked off the show for threatening to sue Bravo? Yeah. And it's like, it seems like
pack your Maloof hoofs and go.
And now it seems like Tamra has maybe threatened to sue. Ryan's threatened to sue. Like, Slade's threatened to sue. And they're all still in this season. It's like crazy to me. But I did a little digging on who this fellow might be.
Who's who?
And this is a story that I guarantee you was sold by, or like given by Katie. So this is again why we need her so much. So Tamra participated in a gay rights campaign, No Hate. Mm-hmm. Remember those pictures?
Oh my God.
With Fernanda. And this was around the mid 2010s. And was asked to record a jingle for the cause. 90s boy bander Jeff Timmons was in the studio assisting the Bravo Lab in the recording project.
Jeff Timmons from 90 Degrees? Is that what he's from? What's he from?
Yes. I don't know. 90s boy bander? Let's see.
Yeah, Jeff Timmons. I think he's from 98 Degrees. The band 98 Degrees.
Yep, 98 Degrees. Wow, she really has a type. They all like guys with that hair.
Yeah, he looks so much like Eddie.
Yeah, they all have that like almost faux hawk still, like the forever, that 2010s hair. Anyway, so after they completed recording the song, Tamra was captured on the audio offering Timmons fellatio, unaware that her mic was still live. No spit, but no hoctua. They didn't even know hoctua back then. Innocent times. And then All About the Tea.com knows the identity of the studio snitch. A decision has been made to keep that detail under wraps for now. Katie couldn't remember her name. But Tamra started dating Eddie earlier that year. Okay, this wasn't mid-2010s. This was 2010. And she started dating Eddie a few months before that, which was 2 months before she divorced Simon. And the OC production allegedly got wind of the recording from the person in possession of the audio and planned to film scenes with this woman. So they're bringing in the ear witness and the evidence. And a female audio editor. I love that.
I'm excited.
But I'm also like, okay, so you guys are doing all the shit that you were mad at Katie for doing.
I know. But now we don't even get her.
Bullshit. But I think that she and Tamra are going to... They're going to plan a real stunt for the reunion.
Tamara's just doing some crazy work. She went to Alexis Bellino's
engagement
bridal shower.
Oof.
And then, like, this was, like, a couple weeks ago. And then, like, we both saw, like, Katie's Instagram where she's like, Tamara talks to me. Like it was, she did, like, a Ask Me Anything on Instagram. And someone was like, does anybody talk to you from the show? And she's like,
oh, yeah, Tamra? Just Katie. Or yeah. Just Tamara. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, just Tamara started. But, like, Katie's, like, everyone's favorite right now. So, I think.
Yeah, she'll be back for sure now, I think. Well, I don't know. It depends on how hot the rest of the season
is.
Well,
I think it's going to depend on the reunion.
Also the reunion. Yeah. It's like if she's got to have, but I don't know. Last year, I feel like all she did was just be like, that makes me sad. And yeah. everyone was like, queen. Mm-hmm. Like, so I actually mm-hmm. I think she's got it in the bag.
I know. It's so funny. They were like, you follow this guy in the car.
And she's like, wow, well, that really hurts yeah. my feelings. You'd say that. And everyone's like, yes, Katie. She's like,
yeah. She's like, yeah, I went to prison and I lost custody of my kid. And they're like, she's just like us.
She's just like us.
She's a woman mm. of people.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
queen.
We raise her on high.
Wait, let me just do this last paragraph. We owe it to her mm-hmm. to finish the end of this all about the tea.com story that she perhaps gave to a blogger. We're told the reality diva Tamra Judge fired off a blistering email to Bravo execs, fellow cast members, production, and Bravo Legal when she saw this come up in the teaser for Rosie. Infuriated by the social media cliffhanger, Tamra supposedly tossed out incensed accusations. She's not a bad writer, this writer, mm-hmm. pointing to one of her co-stars as the alleged source. So they're saying that this was sprung on Tamra after production wrapped. She found out from the teaser. I mean, who can? There's so much like wrestling type of shenanigans happening yeah. with OC this season. It's hard to know what's real and what's fake. And like, I don't know, even her being like, I'll probably blow you or whatever. That's like the same shit that like Brandy was suing Andy Cohen for.
Yeah.
I kind of think I smell a stunt, girl.
Yeah.
Stop I had to process it with you, but no, this is some bullshit. Mm-hmm. This is like, they're all in on it. This yeah. is an inside job again.
Ugh. You know what, Bravo, we're only going to accept this type of behavior if you release that one girl's trip from Morocco.
Yes. Yeah. Tit for tat, Bravo. Mm-hmm.
We'll show you our tits on
ratings.
A stick.
We'll show you our tits on a stick, but you need to release the Morocco
Release
files.
This. Roll the clips.
Roll the clips. Or at the very least, like, bring back girls' trip. Just don't bring Brandy, you know? Like, it's fine. Brandy was the bad part, you know?
Yeah, or who's the other one that was suing? I forgot her name from Roni.
Leah. But she was suing more for, like, New York.
Cocaine,
whatever. But, yeah, now that I'm, like, talking about it, I'm like, this is all... It's giving me, like, that SNL sketch where it's, like, after... It's the Monica Lewinsky, like, trial or whatever, but it's, like, an inside job, so they're all like on a talk show coming back out like, oh my god, Ken Starr, it's me, Monica, so good to see you. Linda Tripp, oh my gosh, we really had a fun time, didn't we? I'm like, that's what the season of OC is yeah. giving me.
But at least they're doing something.
At least they're doing something, and the Shannon and Tamra stuff I think is very,
I know,
extremely real.
You need to get back in the muck. It's been too long.
Yeah, the muck and the guck. And if someone's, you know who's always going to bring the muck? Slid Smiley.
You know who's going to make us laugh? Terry. No. He's such a good improviser. My
yeah,
God. I can't
so
believe
funny.
It was like 10 minutes on improv on this
yeah.
episode.
I hope we made you laugh as much as Terry Dubrow makes you laugh on Botched.